Yeah, okay.
This is, as you call that news, part of the Tangerine Dream Team. Coral is here.
Free's here. All aboard.
Fear, freedom, all one word. Still a one word name.
We're pulling it out. Dreaming.
What's up this week?
Well, we
had our benefit. I guess that's big news for us.
Benefited us, huh?
$400 after,
expenses.
$405, I think.
Yeah, we paid too much.
No, the expenses weren't bad. I think it was only $150. And we only made $550 total. And five.
Oh.
I gave them five at the meeting, because I did attend for a half hour. Because I was over at the anniversary before that, listening to Coral Reef sing. Even though they took the chairs away.
There was a coral rock. There wasn't a
coral rock. Oh, I see. Okay.
I made it into the Tanniversary album. It's on.
Oh yeah.
On the website now.
They recorded it.
Oh, I don't know. But they got a photo of me.
Oh, I see. Photo album.
Yeah.
Yep, that was kind of fun. A lot of stuff going on there. They should have that more often.
I think twice a year.
They do it twice a year.
Yeah. But I don't know about the flooring. They put this floor in that Madonna uses to train her dancers.
Into the, studio there or something? What are you talking about?
They laid these tiles down on the concrete, and it was all a dance floor type material, looked like brown wood.
Yeah.
Panels, and they're each about 2 feet by 2 feet. I don't know.
But this was I didn't see those. Those weren't in the walkway. They must have been in a room or something.
They were on stage one.
Oh, that was the big stage?
Yeah.
In that little courtyard?
Yeah. Oh. The actual courtyard between
the
buildings.
I didn't hang out in there because it seemed kind of crowded and loud.
It was loud, and later in the night they had White Chocolate, the disco band that wore 70s afros and colors, and colored afros. Afro pants. I mean,
Afro pants?
Disco pants.
Is that furry pants? What are you talking about?
played all great, funny disco songs, and kids are like 3 years old were dancing, and then break dancing, and then.
That's kind of a microcosm of what Santa Cruz used to be, because they have subsidized rent there for artists.
But
mostly.
It's also market rate rent for artists, too.
Hmm?
People are university teachers there. There's market rate charged there too.
But they have they have two different criteria for how you get in.
Two?
Well, you said there's a subsidized rent for some people and a market rent for other people there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is run by the city, right? Or city funds it? Or
John Stewart Company manages it.
But it's the city is somehow subsidizing. It looks like government kind of building.
And the arts. I can't remember right when I wanted to say the name of the company. Yeah, the Santa Cruz something something, I don't know, donates, and they had a lot of donations. You could look to get this thing going in the first place. They're still trying to pay it off, I guess, still in the hole, and they're also trying to raise money for theater to break ground in the fall.
Yeah, that was a nice event. I mean, since it is government-sponsored, I think we should have more events like that.
And city sponsors.
I mean, you don't see it down in Pacific anymore. This kind of stuff used to go on in Pacific, and now it's just a single guitar player most of the time.
Yes. And privately donated, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was sponsored by the Santa Cruz Warriors. And
much like the Homeless Service Center.
And
same kind of thing.
Sentinel.
Yeah. They do these mixed government-private things so that they're not responsible. They don't have to do record request acts. Oh, speaking of you call that news, I was reading somewhere that on July 1st, now governments can get out of providing information under the Record Request Act in California.
If they claim
they can't afford it. Well, you know, it's like the Freedom of Information Act. You can find out what the fuck the federal government is going on with
them
through
it,
that.
But it's not that.
But this is the state version. that can be used on local government. So now local government can say, oh, we can't afford it because we're giving 90% pensions to our police, so we're not going to tell you about all the people they beat up and shit, you know, all the evidence we have of criminal malfeasance by government employees, because that's no longer available through record acts. But I just read this on a post on IndieBay. I haven't confirmed it yet, but it sounds true.
Okay,
as a cost-cutting measure.
I was being asked about that, and I said, this, either it's going to be or it has been.
Yeah, I'll have to look into that some more. But that's huge. I mean, it's like the same thing as posse comitatus being revoked. These are the preliminary things to remove rule of law so they can just move in militarily and crush us. And believe me, there's nobody on the left. I mean, you know, Sharpies aren't going to save us now.
Sharpies? Who's a Sharpies?
A graffiti, essentially.
Oh, yeah.
It's too late.
Banksy, he's already...
If you turn your back on what's happening in government and let the fucking fascists just run roughshod everybody else, I mean, the left's job is in there to be pushing against government. I mean, the anarchists follow the same platform as the Republican Party, that government is bad. But unlike the Republican Party, they just ignore government and let it get worse and worse and worse, whereas Republicans get in there and make it worse, even though they claim they're against government and government's bad. Half of them are Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mistake your ideological rhetoric for reality. You can never escape government. Even a family, there's always a government. Somebody's always trying to get in charge and control things. Every collective I've been in, there's been some head person that does most of the work and runs it for the most part. Saw it at Occupy, see it here at Free Radio.
So what's different?
See it at Wham. Every collective I've been in.
Coalition versus collective. How do you think that goes?
A coalition. Brent's been talking about starting a coalition, but I remember when I went to see that lecture by that Ahmad Salih, and he said coalitions don't work.
Huh?
You need some new idea that sweeps everybody into it. Because coalitions are, once again, they're run by that one person, basically they're little monarchies, who is scared of, you know, he doesn't, or she doesn't want to, you know, connect with other groups because they might lose some of their volunteers, you know, to those other groups. They're all scared of losing their little power base. So they fight, they claim to be for social change, but really they're all about their own self-aggrandizing power. So they're afraid of coalitions. So coalitions are very difficult. But when people do get swept by a big idea and they all join together, what the coalition individuals fear doesn't happen. I mean, everybody gets more charged up and everything gets, you know, cross-fertilized with ideas and tactics. And I mean, that's what was going on in the 60s and 70s in the movement. And that's why that was such a successful movement, whereas Occupy was a complete flop. Where's Occupy now? You know, it's been, our local one's been taken over by the HUF, the homeless group. It just, and then the other, all our friends who are anarchists are all hiding because they were in the bank, so they're not doing anything.
Speaking
it's
of
sad,
which,
sad, sad.
There's supposed to be more benefits up front coming for our help, to help, state that again, for the Santa Cruz 11, for
there's
sanctuary.
A benefit?
For the sanctuary and for the...
Well, let's give some names and dates and... What's the deal?
And what's the other third thing that needs help?
Free radio?
Free radio, right.
We just had a benefit, but it doesn't even cover 1 month's rent here in our slum, rat-infested studio. Look at it, there's a little sign, there's the rat hole.
Yeah, he's not even paying rent here.
He's not even paying rent, he's not paying dues. I mean, like I said, we should change the combination on the rat hole so he doesn't get in anymore. We can't kill him because... There are members of the household here that don't, that's what I heard, that don't want it to be killed.
Oh, I know a house that put sawdust down their rat hole and a brick on top of it. I witnessed.
A brick of what? Basically, it's a vermin-infested rental we have here. And once again, we have no say in the anarchistic circle. We've been here for longer than anybody that lives in the house. But we have no say. Anarchist shamarchism is what it is. It's just they don't want you to let you in because they want to have power over us. You know, we're at the bottom of their hierarchy. It's just disgusting, man. It's just a fuck. I'm glad I'm leaving the collective and getting out of politics, because the left is completely clueless. I mean, the only one I really see doing good work here among the people we we mess and we tend to hang out with the more radical types is Brent. Brent did a Cop Watch video. He's got that sanctuary camp going. He's a very good promoter, and yet he is scorned by all the anarchists because they think he's going to go snitch or something. Well, if he does snitch, I quit. I'm not going to associate with him. We'll see what happens. I mean, he doesn't think he's going to go to jail on that bank thing. But I mean, my brother went to jail for sleeping. Somebody's going to go to jail for that bank occupation. I guarantee
you.
Yeah,
I wonder if they'll draw straws or how that'll work.
However it works.
The proposed benefit is July 5th or 7th.
Well, you that's not much good you announcing something that you don't know the exact day for. It hasn't been finalized yet.
It's predictably based.
Where will it be?
On the timing, because the transmitter's got to be dealt with first.
What you're talking about, Free Radio and the Santa Cruz 11. What's the 5th and 7th, the Santa Cruz 11? Yeah, we're losing our transmitter,
Santa
too. That's
Cruz
another
11,
issue.
Sanctuary and Free Radio benefit.
What?
Threesome. Yeah.
There's a three like it, like all a at one place?
Yes.
How are they going to split up the money?
I don't know. How are they going to decide who goes to jail? Go to jail, don't collect $200.
I'm telling Brent he should run for city council from jail.
Yeah.
I would help on that campaign. I'd come back.
We should have a jailer's campaign. So many people in jail are getting more educated.
Well, come on. He does more for the community than the cops do. The cops, you know.
More entertaining.
All they're good at. The cops, I got to say, I give the cops credit. They were very good at getting spare change downtown over the past decade or so. I barely get spare change down there anymore. And yet, you know, a woman gets shot in the back of the head. What else is it? There's poop all over town. They couldn't even arrest them. A sex pervert guy. You know, they got two of the guys shot down. They're just... They dropped that guy's face on the ground because the cop refused to use two officers for an inebriated suspect, you know. So.
And then you don't have any bathroom to go find and relieve yourself.
No place to piss after 12. And, yeah, now the bathrooms are closed across from New Leaf. That's right. Yeah, the police can't even protect a bathroom. Once again, poop not promises. You know, a group of, you know, 5 to 10 people could get a porta potty for about, you know, what, 100 something a month, split it between, that's like $10 a piece, and you could be sleeping in Santa Cruz where the average room goes for $800 a month plus. You know, a two bedroom is like what, $1,700, $1,800, $1,900? It's ridiculous.
Well, they could rent out bathrooms, that's for sure. They sure don't open them enough.
Bathroom rental.
That's where they don't put. They don't want to put porta potties out.
Sure,
under.
A stall.
They say that they don't bring the porta potties out under the bridges because they'll have sex and shoot up in them.
Well, we heard that as far as shooting up goes, just put red lights in them. You can't find your vein under a red light. Is what I'm told. I don't use needles myself.
Is that the only kind of light it doesn't?
That's what, because your veins are red, I guess, or whatever, so they won't, you know, really hard to find.
But they're blue.
And they get trashed, you know. I'm not saying that there isn't a criminal element among the homeless. There surely fucking is, just like in the government, there's a criminal element. The trouble is, the ones in the government never get arrested. Butchie Baker molested 8 or 9 women. They didn't kick him off the force. They kept him on. They didn't do him any favor because he ended up getting killed. I mean, these incompetent police should be removed, just like these incompetent bureaucrats. The guy head of the water department should be removed for trying to shove desal down our throat.
No, the ones they really want to see dead, they leave on until they finally do get killed.
Believe me, our police are not that smart. That's like a CIA military kind of thing. Our cops are not that smart. The sheriffs, though, are smarter than, in my opinion, the sheriffs are smarter than our local police. From what I've seen at the protests and everything else, they're a little bit more on the ball. They were actually able to lure Commander X into an ambush.
Yeah, they're saying that there was a mole at the recent atheists get-together, and DiCenzo made a cartoon of it. It says, a sudden thing, a tragedy happened at the atheist picnic, and there's this big lightning bolt. It's in the middle of the table, and the guy poofs out. He's out of his existence.
A mole at the atheist?
Yeah. They couldn't tell which guy wasn't the atheist. So so he just drew everybody, and he it's in this week's Comic News, wherever DeCenzio publishes.
Remember, our transmitter got taken out by a lightning bolt. That was right around the same time I started thinking Jehovah might just be a ghost.
Do you think?
And then an atheist, bought us a new one, but now that transmitter's fucked up. We bought it from England or something, and they didn't think to, put this little plastic plug in there to keep the sea air out. And so that's why you're getting bad reception these days, is because the parts have been corroded. It costs us a fortune to send it back to England, so it's going to be fixed locally. The parts are actually cheap, and then we're going to, somehow make it airtight against the sea air. Oh, man. And then the person the atheist that bought us the transmitter was murdered by her family, in my opinion.
Maybe that's what DeCenzio had in mind. Yeah, it just dawned on me.
Mm-hmm. Well, typically a lightning bolt's considered an act of God kind of thing. Greek Roman.
Unnatural, thunder god or something. Zeus. Pissed kind of element. So I found out that a recent death that we know that
we're talking about Paula
to want to avenge.
Avenge, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
But not right now by any means. No, just keep in mind that the location of her death was also the location of some other deaths, and has been notably an area with.
Could we be more specific, please?
All right,
we're talking about a hospital. She died in a hospital.
Kindred nursing home. Kindred
nursing home.
It's a corporation. Kindred locally.
A senior death camp.
Yes, and friend of mine that he took his father out minutes before he died because he had him in Kindred, and his lungs had filled up to the point that. If they didn't get him in the emergency room, if they hadn't gotten there, he had minutes to live because they gave him this water thickener that aspirated his lungs and made him blow up. And he couldn't breathe anymore.
His doctor prescribed this, or the nursing care did it on their own?
They did it.
Well, it's a lawsuit, probably.
They'll say it was their time, or it was just their time to go,
Well, in Paula's case, it was a drug that I'm told, this is all hearsay, that was not specifically for dementia, but it was for psychosis.
Well, we can check.
It's off-label kind of a thing, but one of the side effects was sudden death and strokes. And I mean, people had seen her and thought that she looked like she'd had a mini stroke, and now she's dead.
That was from another place she was at before. We don't know what she got at Kindred, but with the investigation, we can determine exact toxicology levels.
I think that this should be investigated.
This can be by the ombudsman, and they're collecting stories. There's also a man named Robert who was happy. And they adjusted his blood pressure medication. He just shriveled up and died.
Well, Paula
days
had
later.
Yeah, Paula had no need for medication. She was a reasonable woman. She could, I saw her before she was on medication. She was relatively fine. Maybe a little forgetful. Big fucking deal. The trouble is, she was worth seven figures. And
could that be anything irrelevant?
Well, that's very relevant. I was told that we weren't. Yeah, you're being sarcastic. Okay, I rarely hear you do sarcasm. So, but anyways, I was told we weren't supposed to even talk about who paid for the transmitter because there's another. One of the heir. Well, the husband of her heir, has a show on free radio. And it would get back to the family that she was giving away their future money to good causes.
This is all real hearsay stuff.
It's all hearsay. All hearsay. Yet I saw her. I used to see her at every radical event, Pretty much more than a lot of other radicals. She was always there, She helped out my brother. She put money on his books so he could eat fucking rice and beans in jail because he's a vegetarian and he can't eat the crap they give him. He had to buy it through the commissary. She bought the transfer. So she's helped people all around me, So I'm kind of, I was kind of pissed about the whole fucking thing because I saw it happening. They were walking her. She showed up on May Day for the parade, or she came by the Food Not Bombs. She goes, hey, all right, Food Not Bombs. She had people on both sides that were protecting her from interacting with any other people.
Uh-huh.
They totally isolated her. To me, it was fucking oppression of the worst kind.
I had a Persian New Year celebration with her in March. That was one of the last really nice moments.
Mm-hmm.
That was at India Joe's. There was this whole Persian celebration. Well, you know,
she was a lovely person, really kind.
Yes, humanist more than atheist. She said she was. I talked to Father Joel yesterday at the Red
Church. Volunteer at what, UNICEF?
And Father Joel said he would do some kind of a benefit, some kind of a, I don't know what
memorial.
You call it. Yeah, memorial for her, because she said she was, what's the word with the E? Atheist, Unitarian, no. Not evangelical. Episcopalian.
She was originally
atheist. That's what she told him. So she was happy to do a memorial for her. So she was total sweetie. Great sense of humor.
Yeah, she did.
Very.
She encouraged other people a lot.
Very succinct. I saved a message that she left.
She had red hair. You'd see her at Occupy. And
heck, she got in a boat and went over to Alcatraz when they were boarded up over there. When they
Native
were
Native Americans took it over, reclaimed their land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a radical, you know.
She was letting me help her. I was, you know, helping her at her house.
So. While it was going on, man, I was just fuming. I mean, I talked to somebody else here at the Collective about it, and he said, well, her husband has nothing to do with, you know, he has no control over
it.
No, well, I mean, it's mostly her daughter, but, and the husband, you know, who was a DJ here, would not be able to stop or control her anyway. And I don't think he was the power of attorney. I mean, yeah, the daughter had the ability to approve or disapprove medicines, I imagine, since she was, you know, Paula got ruled incompetent to, you know, care for herself or whatever. So they're the person that's going to get $1 million, you know, can just look through a pharmacopoeia for the, you know, side effects they want. Oh, sudden death. That great. We won't have to follow her around every day. That's why I never complained, because I figured I didn't want to embarrass Paula. I don't know how bad she was. Like I said, I don't know. I mean, I knew her slightly. She gave me a ride once. And I saw her at all the activist stuff. But I don't, you know, she seemed fine to me. So I didn't want to embarrass her, and I figured, well, if they're going to have to follow her around, at least they're going to earn that fucking million plus or whatever. But now they don't even have to follow her around anymore. They're relieved of that labor. She's dead now, and they can just enjoy the money. Good luck enjoying that fucking money, you bloodthirsty fucking scum.
Yeah, I got to talk to her when I said I want to come and visit you and make sure I could call you. I called her. I had a little lunch with her, and she turned to me and she said, you know, I don't have very long to live. And she also said, I'm done for. So she kind of had this premonition that things were on their way.
Well, the drugs were doing that. I mean, she was throwing the drugs down, you know, and didn't want to take them. But when you're in that kind of, it's like you're in prison. You know, there's no witnesses.
Yeah, but if you go to Kindred, I understand that they can throw some kind of switcheroo. They did.
Yeah, well, it's not up to her anymore. She's ruled incompetent to control her own destiny,
right.
So it's up to her daughter.
They changed
the put her on the dangerous shit, so hopefully she'll die and I can get the money now instead of having to wait.
Yeah, if you want, you just go drop off your elder grandmother, grandfather, mother, father, sister, brother, just dump them off at Kindred and never go back, and then you'll see what happens there. I was told all about that today.
Well, we don't know for sure if Kindred or the doctor that prescribed the drug, you know, we don't know what all the factors, but I'll tell you what, had she not had that drug, she'd be alive today.
There's something in it. For her system, it didn't mesh well. Wasn't being monitored. Maybe if they'd watch people more.
I think it goes beyond manslaughter. I think this is murder. I think it's premeditated.
Well, I don't know. We can't even say that we were
medically assisted murder. Oh yeah, it's just my opinion. Good luck trying to fucking sue me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm judgment proof.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
And it's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. But
based on hearsay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Anything else?
No,
what else is in the news?
It's just lucky that we're not saying this against government, because Bradley Manning's done.
Yeah, it's not just government that oppresses. It's your family that oppresses. Collectives oppress.
It's just kind of institutional.
Yeah, you're exposed to oppression from all directions. People will want to have power over you everywhere you go. Your relationships, your parents, your children. Everybody's always pushing for control and stuff.
Yeah. And then when
let's say she was really poor. Well, guess what? She would still be alive. She'd be staying at this, you know, homeless service center, you know, 1 month out of the year, and then getting tickets the rest of the time. Maybe it's 4 months out of the year. What, you can only stay there 1 month out of 90 days or something?
Yeah, where's that?
The homeless service center.
Oh.
The only legal place for the poor to sleep here.
Yeah. But that's not even all year, is it?
Right, yeah, they don't care. It's a fucking sham, just like everything else. Oh, we have these legal beds that you can sleep in. Oh, but they're always full. Sorry, 6 months in jail. Well, 647E, lodging.
Say, I'll share. Why don't people just start saying, I'll share?
Share what?
Give me a, if you say your beds are full, I'll share it.
Well, it's a lie. I mean, they keep one bed open at the mental health. You know, she gets three beds. Tracy, what's her name? Hegman. But that's a lie, you know. I've tried to get their apartments. You got to be crazy to get their apartments, you know. So to get those beds, you probably had to be crazy, too. You know, it's just a fucking scam. So she shows up in court for my brother's trials. Oh, yeah, I had a fucking bed, you know. And there's all these people that need beds. So what is she so incompetent she can't fill that bed? Because it's at her discretion. She can choose not to fill that bed so she can go to court and get other people arrested, you know. Fuck that bitch. Oh, I'm not supposed to say bitch. I'm sorry. I just get heated.
Yeah. Wasn't there a movie called Beaches?
Well, no, this is called Hate Speech in Free Radio.
Hate speech. No, we don't want to hate anybody.
Mm-hmm. The word police. I mean, that's what, you know,
we hate
revolutionary thought is degenerated to in this generation is all about word policing.
Yeah, I mean.
Like I said, we're being oppressed by our, you know, anarchist landlord. The whole collective.
I wonder.
Let's go on to another topic
here. All right. What else we got on there? Other landlords, like Bike Dojo.
Oh, we're talking about the bike shit. Yeah, the government. Not only can our city government not fucking run a toilet, they can't even give away a bike to a little kid. The police, you know, get all kinds of stolen bikes, and every year they used to give it to the bike church to give away, who did a fine job. Anarchist run. But because they're anarchist run, I guess the police changed their mind. You know, they're too close to the Sub Rosa or something. So now, or maybe Hillary Bryant, you know, wanted to give some patronage to a friend or whatever. So now it's done by the Bike Dojo. They're not a nonprofit, so it's not even legal for the police to give them the bikes, but they're continuing to do it. And then they sold the bikes, and, you know, it's just, give me a fucking break. And this was a big, big thing back before the election, because, you know, the public doesn't support taking bikes away from little kids for political reasons. You know, what the fuck? But, you know, I don't, somehow the bike church backed down or something and didn't keep pushing. Now they're pushing again because they figure, well, some bikes were getting out, but apparently hardly any bikes were getting out. So now they're going to start pushing. But now they got an uphill battle and there's not an election ahead. They're going to have to make all the news themselves. They're going to have to become real activists. And frankly, I don't think they got it in them. I don't think they know how. I mean, Micah's now on the city council. He was a very good activist, but he kind of went over to the dark side, in my view. He's become a politician now more. He told me at one time that he thought this was over Sub Rosa not being able to get membership in the Hub or something. He made the argument to me that renters are irresponsible. You know, I'm buying my house. I can't go run off to the Himalayas or something. I have to stay here. But then look at Robert Norris. He's just a renter, you know, and he's totally irresponsible, blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm just like, what the fuck are you saying? You know my show is named Free the Land. You know how I'm going to take this. You know, now Steve Schnarr was right there. You know, he can be a witness, but I don't know if he remembers. But and now, Mike, last time I talked to him about it, he goes, oh, I just meant some renters are irresponsible. Because, yeah, if that got out before the election, there goes his campaign with all the renters. So that's the trouble. If you're good, this is standard procedure, though. If you are very good at mobilizing people like Brent or Micah is or Josh Hart, the establishment is going to try and pull you into the establishment. You know, first they offer you some kind of bribe or a position or something to suck you in. If that doesn't work, then they try and jail you or kill you. So that's the choice for activists here. If you're you either be ineffective or effective, and now you have a choice.
Oh, I see.
It's a good thing I'm never effective. Because I'm never going to join the fucking, even if I get it, if I got elected or whatever, you know, I would still be fucking pushing radical. I wouldn't, oh, tone it down to get the other people to go along with me. I'd be slamming them left and right, just like I do on the radio. I don't give a fuck.
You heard of Lenny Bruce, haven't you?
Yeah.
No, the other guy, well, not him, not Lenny Bruce. Who writes the hymn? Not you. The one that did steal this book, what was his name?
Abbie Hoffman.
Yeah.
My namesake? Free? He was going as Free.
How come you took Free then?
Well, this is because the Bill of Rights is part of my religion. Oh. I believe in freedom.
Yeah.
So I can't be bought off. When people talk about, oh, I want to tear up the Constitution or something, it has a radical pose. I mean, this country was founded by revolutionaries. When you talk like that, you're being a counter-revolutionary. Mm-hmm. It's not the Constitution, especially the Bill of Rights, that fucks up this country. It's ignoring it by our government. They blatantly ignore it. I mean, that was quite an accomplishment. This led to freedom all around the world.
Yeah.
I have yet to see anarchism succeed in even a village. Where's the anarchist village? City. I mean, Burning Man, you know, works for a few weeks.
Yeah, temporary, you mean? You think it's like just like a setting?
Well, just during Occupy, I really got a lot more respect for how our government works. Cause I felt free in our I did not feel free at Occupy. I felt depressed there. My voice was never heard. I mean, they were taking food from the homeless here and locking the bathrooms. It's all cool with all my friends. Like, what the fuck? And then they wanted to, you know, the city gave us this permit that, you know, was get out and you have a permit to be there, but get out in 2 weeks, you know, or a week or whatever. And then pictures of all this poop all over the place. And I didn't even want to consider it. I mean, both me and Robert were blocking it. And yet the facilitator completely ignored us and just went on and on. So I walked out of Occupy at that moment. I just, you know.
Have you gotten
it
back?
It doesn't work, man. That kind of fucking government doesn't work. And then the force came out, too. I mean, they claim how our government's all force, but theirs isn't. No, the drunks that interfered, man, I saw them getting pushed down and shit, you know. It's fucking bullshit. It's all hypocrisy.
Have you gone back to any follow-up occupiers?
I go to Occupy all the time. I did get tricked into blocking. They wanted to, the homeless group that had taken it over wanted to get $49. We can do that without any other meetings. To get a phone for the homeless to film the cops. This is right after Brent's successful video. But we did that in Peace Camp, and the phone disappeared. You know, a dealer got a hold of the phone. It was gone.
Oh, another thing. I loaned out my digital recorder that I often do interviews with. I loaned it out to the fellow that I visited the hospital today, who almost got killed at Kindred, but his son pulled him out.
Mm-hmm.
It disappeared. The digital recorder disappeared.
Shit, your tent disappeared at Occupy.
So, you know, so did his
oh, that reminds me.
So did his hearing aids, and so did his glasses.
That reminds me, as I was crossing the street after, you know, walking by the closed bathrooms, I heard some people talking. I heard the word sanctuary, so I start eavesdropping. And the other guy was saying, yeah, it sounds all good and stuff, but I'm just not comfortable leaving my stuff, you know, where other people can rip it off, you know. Maybe if, you know, we were gonna take turns washing it, but I just don't feel safe, you know. So Brent's gonna have to solve the crime problem, because that was a huge problem at Occupy.
I
heard it in jail. They were talking about it like it was a shopping center. They would go down and rip it off. And then even the activists would buy, you know, stolen shit from these guys, like a computer and stuff, for cheap, you know. Just, I mean, someone offered me a sleeping bag for like $10. I know he stole it from Occupy. I didn't swear on him or anything, but I was thinking it, because who knows what else. You might have had a knife on him or something. It was in the dark at night. But yeah, fuck. I mean, what about the crime problem? If you want to be anti-police, what are you going to do about crime? How are you going to solve that?
Depends what you call crime. We're criminals.
Well, you know, murder, rape, theft.
That seems to be the, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, the trouble with the police is they're not just used for those. They're also used to oppress, you know, minorities and activists. They use illegal, they destroy the poor's property. They, you know, take their sleeping bags and then release them again, so then they have no protection from the cold. You know, that's I don't know. What else were we going to talk about?
What do you think it's like down in Costa Rica right now? You think, what about other regimes? Have we made it as good as we can here?
I don't know. I'm not there.
Well, yeah, but we complain, and Santa Cruz is supposedly the most tolerant. What is this? All this? Other places don't have as strict laws against, on the books against the homeless, but they certainly don't. You never see them. They're invisible.
Are you talking about other towns?
Yeah.
Well, Capitola doesn't. There's a few there. You don't see them that much. The reason Santa Cruz has a lot because it's a county seat, and there's food stamps are here, Social Security, medical Emmeline.
Why do you think there's no homeless in Carmel? Why are they all invisible?
Well, I don't think they have benches there. Somebody was telling me there's nowhere for them to sit down. They've been trying to do. That's why they keep taking the benches out downtown and putting fences up around the planters where you could sit on. It's just. But Occupy, that attracted all the homeless. They can hang out there all day, play drums, get high. You can see it's dangerous to even smoke pot in that park, when I first came, I go, fuck, there's cops right there. It's all this. Fuck, where do you even get high around here? Usually you get high in parks.
Yeah, at Sanctuary Camp, there's no even allowance to enjoy and have any leisure activities.
Are you talking about the new Sanctuary? Well, no, I think he's, we don't know what it is yet.
I called and asked him. I asked him questions on Sunday when he ran Norse's show.
Yeah.
Said, what about the people that, you said you enjoyed your Budweiser the other night. What about people that do want to have a beer or do want to have, their...
Well, I think he told me that's fine as long as it's not a problem. The minute it becomes a problem...
Well, he didn't tell me that. He said, absolutely, alcohol, drug-free. I said, how are you going to handle that?
Well, come on. He trims Bud for a living. He might just be saying that because he doesn't want to shake anybody up. That's what kind of annoys me because he's doing the Micah route where he's like, don't be too radical or you'll never get support. So yeah, he may privately not give a fuck. But, pot, alcohol, people get rowdy on alcohol, so it can be a problem. Pot is like almost no problem. And then heroin and speed are real big problems. Meth.
Oh my God.
Pretty much you have to get rid of heroin, and you can't have heroin and meth heads around, and you can't have drunks around all the time either.
No. I don't know if this is not funny. Enough.
I think if you're drunk in your tent, I think he told me that if you stay in your tent or something, you can be drunk. I think that I forget, but that now that makes sense because now you're not drunk in public, right? You're not being a problem. You're just in your tent and you're not making all kinds of noise and shit.
Yeah.
I don't really, myself, I don't care,
noise.
As long as it's not a problem.
Does that mean you can't make any noise? You can't make...
Well, that's the trouble with a tent.
You can't pull a rubber face.
That's the trouble with a tent environment. You're going to hear everything, so it's noise is kind of a big deal. Robert Fraser was complaining about that Occupy. He says, these people want to fucking sleep and shit, and they're playing drums, around the clock.
No, what else? You remember what else he said?
I forget.
M-word.
What? Motherfucker?
Masturbate.
Oh, that's on one of our... I think that was on the... that was at Peace Camp, not Occupy. The Peace Camp meeting, that's in the archives. You can go to freakradio.org and click on the archives, and then I think it's under Free the Land, and it's like the Peace Camp, inside the Peace Camp meeting or something. At one point he says, they've cut down all the, the brush and stuff along the Levee Riverbed or something, so there's no longer any cover if you want to masturbate.
Oh, God, tell that to John Daly. John Stewart, I mean.
Yeah, that's
Daily Show.
That's the kind of stuff that Brent wouldn't want to get out into the public because it would kill the whole fucking sanctuary.
No,
but come on, everybody masturbates. Where are the homeless going to masturbate? That's why tents are a good idea because you can do private stuff in them. But,
yeah.
Our Parks and Recreation, there's another group that should all be fired, They go around and illegally, slice up people's tents and take them away and stuff. It's completely illegal and fucking immoral. And yet they feel justified to do that because they get paid a lot of money by the taxpayer to have a cush job with a cush pension, and therefore anybody poor should just get the fuck out of town.
Well, they paid Romans to kill Christ, too, except I guess Romans didn't kill him. Yeah.
The Romans killed Christ. He was crucified. Had the Jews killed Christ, it would have been a stoning. But the Romans hijacked the religion and blamed it all on Jews, and there's been, you know, atrocities for centuries since then because of that false belief. Mm-hmm. Blasphemy, I guess, or is that, what's the other word? I don't know, but it's, you know, it's completely against what Christ taught.
Yeah, he was hiding out. He was an anarchist. Definitely was political.
Maybe next
dissident.
Time. He did recognize nations and stuff. He was just a nice guy.
There are many mansions in my father's house.
Yeah, he had a little problem with his wife. They fought a lot.
No, I didn't read that.
It's not in the Bible. I know stuff from astrology that no one knows.
Oh, well, they fought.
I've done his chart.
Okay. What day was he actually born?
No, I don't actually have that, but I do have what makes him Christ.
Oh.
There's certain, and it's not necessarily the day you're born, there's certain astronomical phenomenon for famous people. Famous people are different than regular people in that sense because they reach a worldwide audience because of the astrology.
He
was also, what was it, misfortune from friends, like Judas. Uh-huh. I mean, the astrology totally fit him, and it had a few extra things too. So. And there is a tomb with Christ's body in it. And they've actually cloned Christ's cells to see if they matched Mariamne's cells, which is actually Mary Magdalene. But I digress. That's hardly news. You call that news, Coral? Well, how did we even get on this topic?
Many topics there are to get on.
What's next on the list? Is there anything there?
I don't know.
Anything
I wonder
else
if
happening?
Anyone's involved in this. It's been...
In what?
This enticing communique. What about the... Okay, we talked about the records request. I heard Colin the other day. He went to city council, and he stopped us on the street. Me and Julia were talking, chatting. He was just saying
Julius
that he,
from food.bomb.
Yes, and he stopped us and says he went to the city council and asked directly, would you give me a ticket if I stood on the median with a sign that said I have First Amendment rights to do that or something, you know, with First Amendment written in it.
Yeah, no, they'd get him. It's not a public, traditional public
forum.
They
ignored it. And then Michael Posner, council member, rephrased a question, restated it, and said yes, he would like an answer. So we asked the city attorney, what's his name?
Barisoni.
Would you not give him a ticket? Yes, we would give him a ticket if he stood on it. So he verified that. So Colin was complaining about that. So I didn't understand. I guess just only if you're on the median, that means that little part that's right by the stoplights or in the middle or...
Well, in federal
like all
news,
the occupies, we used to stand there with our signs.
In the medians?
Yeah.
Well, in the... might be, there's a legitimate government interest. It could cause traffic accidents, blah, blah, blah. You're never going to win this one.
Right.
Although, recently, the grounds of the Supreme Court by a federal judge in the Washington, D.C. district, ruled that the law barring protests on the actual grounds is ridiculous because, you know, it could conceivably include a bunch of school kids with their school, logo on their sweatshirts showing up or something on those grounds. So, what was it, U.S. versus Grace back in 80-something, that case decided that, yes, you could protest on the sidewalks because that's a traditional public forum, but they refused to look at whether you could actually be on the grounds of the Supreme Court because they always try to do really narrow decisions.
Yeah, you don't actually have to even be doing anything but running away, like when Bradley Manning... disclosed that all the civilians were shot from the air, running to the aid of, I don't even know.
Well, it's on Law and Disorder was talking about that. They're going after journalists now for any kind of news. You know, the journalist that broke the story about how we were torturing people in Abu Ghraib, I mean, he went to jail, whereas nobody's gone to jail for the torture. You know, and they even went after a Fox guy recently because they consider it that, well, the enemy's going to read the newspaper, and therefore you're collaborating with the enemy by providing them information. And the lawyer was saying, well, you have to show intent. You have to show that there was an intent to collaborate with the enemy, just reporting the news to the American public. I mean, the American public have a right to know what the fuck their government is doing.
Well, they have a duty to know.
They have a right to know. That's why the First Amendment is there. Because that's what preserves our democracy, is full transparency, you know. That's why the Nazi wing of fucking the CIA and every other government thing is slowly whittling away all these freedoms, because they're going to kill off the other members of the government and just run it themselves. That's what they did in Nazi Germany. They just went around to all the small governments, kill them. I mean, they're just going to kill our city council and replace it with their own. That's what's coming in this country, because they're not giving the fucking money back. The jobs are going to continue to go overseas. We are going to continue to get poorer and poorer. More and more people are going to be homeless. And there will be homeless camps, but they'll have barbed wire around them. That's the life that we're headed for, because we as activists are ineffective. We are not fighting back effectively against this.
Hear, hear. I want it to be known that you are the strong leader in this movement.
not me. I don't lead. I only warn so that it will be ignored.
Out.
It's the prophecy that I shall be ignored. As long as you get the warning, the judgment will come.
Oh.
Yeah, you're getting screwed, basically. You're getting screwed every which way. Mm. Myself included. Mm. Like I said, in my view, this is hell. One of the more moderate hells, but it's going to get worse. It'll be a regular hell here soon. When the cloud cover covers everything with darkness, when we're eating each other just to survive, it'll be too late.
But there is in prophecy that we are discussing prophecy still, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want, we throw that in. Not really. You call that news. It's future news.
Never mind. Just that.
It is future news, so it's a little better than the past.
When there it becomes...
Plus we lose listeners every time we get religious or whatever.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, there's always hope. How's that?
Well, the Bible says, but for Christ none shall survive. So.
Yeah, but...
Maybe he'll form a post-apocalyptic commune.
I've read
the
about,
New Jerusalem.
Yeah, when it becomes to the point of so unmerciful, and you're crying for plea.
Right, here's I'll give you a date, 2060, the same one that Isaac Newton had for the end of the world. Not the end of the world, but that's probably right just before Christ stands on the Mount of Olives and an earthquake splits it. I'll bet in that decade that happens. Once again, astrology. Plus, mixed in with the greenhouse effect, because we don't have too many decades left. It's getting hotter and hotter and hotter.
Right. The birthday of the sun is June 21st. Remember,
well, the birthday is actually the opposite. It's when it's at its least. That's actually the death of the sun, in pagan view, because that's it's the brightest. So
it's the brightest red
or longest
sun. I have a picture of it.
Yeah, that's when it starts to disappear or whatever. So this is its peak coming up.
Right.
And I don't travel on those days to places I've never been before, because I got people trying to kill me.
Right.
For that stuff, because of my astrology.
You'll be ignored, though.
Yeah.
Don't fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you'll be invisible.
They'll be celebrating when I die.
Okay, we're about ready.
Enough bad news.
Call that bad news?
Eat, drink, and be merry. For we're about to have 360,000 years of a dark age.
Oh, God. I call that news.
All right, I guess that's it. We call it a wrap. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.